Okay, cast. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Broadcasting from Win Win Recording in Kilcurry, Dundalk, County Louth, Ireland, Haggle Rock Theatre Group presents The Goblins and the Gravedigger, being a retelling of Charles Dickens' first Christmas tale, as told and adapted for radio by Kenny Chumley and Patricia Reynolds. And now, The Goblins and the Gravedigger. In Excelsis Deo.
Welcome, Mr. Pickwick.
It's a frightful night to be out. And were it not for the good fellowship I expect to enjoy this evening, I'd be home.
Snows, does it, Mr. Pickwick?
No, I should say it does, mortal. It's an old English blizzard we're having, a real storm. It's nights like this that make the fireside warm or when you sit near it. And the summer greener as you think of it.
What did he say? There's nothing the matter, is there?
No, Mother. Mr. Pickwick was just saying rough weather's afoot. Heavy snow, frightful cold. I can't ever remember a Christmas Eve this wintry.
Oh, well, I can. This is just like the Christmas Eve the goblins carried off Gabriel Grubb.
Who? What? Goblins?
It's nothing, Mr. Pickwick. Just a silly story folks round here used to tell about a church sexton, a gravedigger, who was snatched by goblins.
Silly? There's no silliness to it. People here are far too sensible for silliness.
Now, Mother, don't be grouty.
Then don't say it's nonsense when it's not.
The story about the goblins and the gravedigger is true, Mr. Pickwick, and that's the end of it.
No, that's not the end. That's the start. I'd like to hear this story. I believe we all would like to hear it.
Don't leave us hanging.
Oh, all right. Libations all round, and everyone find a perch. I suppose this is as good a night as any for fairy tale.
Christmas tale!
Yes, Mother, as good a night as any for a Christmas tale. So, is everyone ready? I see you nodding. Yes, good. Well, ever so long ago, when our great-grandfathers lived and believed it...
Which, quite frankly, means it's true!
Yes, Mother, when our great-grandfathers lived and believed it was true, there occurred a most curious thing. It was Christmas Eve, and at the village church, Ben, a poor boy whose only family was his widowed mother, was sweeping the sanctuary. The curate had promised him a penny if he would tidy up and ready the sanctuary for Christmas services the next morning. Two deacons, typical ecclesiastics, who smelled of phylacteries, were on their way to the church for a meeting with the sexton.
Come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh come ye, oh come.
My word,
ye
Deacon, look who's here. Merry Christmas, Ben.
Merry Christmas, Deacons.
Well, aren't you in a festive mood?
I'm always in a good mood at Christmas, sir, and I try to be extra happy for me mother.
What do you mean?
Well, we lost our father 3 Christmases ago.
Yes, I remember. Indeed.
And Christmas ain't been the same since. Especially for Mother. But I've got an idea that might change that. The curate's promised me a copper if I'd sweep up. And I'm going to buy some plums. Open that when Mother sees them, she'll make a pudding. And forget her sadness, if just for a while.
A capital idea, son. Good for you.
Say, we're expecting the sexton any moment. Now, when he arrives, will you tell him we're in our office?
For sure I will. Merry Christmas to ye, and many of them. Come and behold him, born the King of
It's always been a mystery to me how a saint like Brother Grubb could sire a ne'er-do-well son like Gabriel.
Oh, agreed. Brother Grubb was such a divine. Twice to church on Sunday, sometimes thrice. Ah, no one sang louder nor prayed longer.
Nor had a son more surly nor cross-grained. Gabriel Grubb's luck could sour milk. I'd rather be doing anything today than having him fasten his squinty eyes on me.
Oh, agreed. Oh, but there's no avoiding it.
'Twas a shame Brother Grubb died afore his 70.
Did you remember the particulars?
Seems it were an accident at home. And on Christmas Eve, if memory serves.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
Stop your caterwauling, boy. Before I stop before you.
Gabriel Grubb, a man with a long nose, a long chin, scraggly hair and no smile. The church sexton had arrived.
But it's Christmas Eve, Mr. Grubb.
It's gall and wormwood's what it is.
Merry Christmas anyway, sir. The deacons are waiting in their office.
The clods. Waste of me time.
Ah, sexton. So nice of you to drop by.
I didn't drop by. I were told to be here.
Yes, well...
What's this about?
Well, as you know, this time each year it's customary for the deacons to distribute gifts of appreciation to the church elf.
So?
It is with great regret, now we must inform you there will be no gift for you this year.
What I just hear? I was getting no money. And why is that? I know for a fact that the church baskets have been brimming over of late.
Money is not the problem.
Then what is?
The problem, sexton,
is you.
Aye, you're saying I's a problem?
There's been complaints.
Parishioners are upset. They claim it's always a jolt and a jar when they must deal with you to arrange a funeral. You're perceived as being ill-mannered, intimidating and insulting.
So?
The complaints merit action. But out of respect to your sainted father, we're allowing you to retain your position.
My father, a saint? My father, a saint.
Do remember, there's a grave that needs to be dug.
I don't need your reminding.
Now, I think we're finished here. Have you anything to add?
I does. Your arses, both of you.
Mr. Grubb.
Oh, my word. Such impudence.
Yes, Deacon, now, but we must tread lightly here. Good grave diggers are hard to find.